Blackstone Publishing presents Disney Wreck-It Ralph, adapted by Irene Trimble. This book is read by Andrew Iden. Prologue. Welcome to Litwax Family Fun Center. For more than 30 years, Litwax Family Fun Center had been entertaining children. Two generations of kids knew that if you wanted to play the best video games, Litwax was the place to go. The atmosphere in the arcade was one of ringing bells and electronic beeps. Kids raced between rows of fighting, dancing, racing, and first-person shooter game consoles, testing their skills against various video characters. The arcade even had a few original 8-bit games from way back in the 1980s. The characters in those games were pixelated and looked more like clumps of little colored dots than the movie-like realism found in modern games, but they were classics. One of those original games was called Fix-It Felix Jr. The game's official good guy was a little fellow named Fix-It Felix, outfitted with work gloves, a tool belt, and a gleaming gold magic hammer. But Felix wasn't the most exciting character in the game. That honor belonged to the game's bad guy, Wreck-It Ralph. Whenever a kid put a coin into the game console, Ralph leaped on screen with huge fists, torn overalls, and a furious attitude, yelling, "I'm gonna wreck it!" As each game started, Ralph climbed up the side of a pixelated apartment building in a place called Niceland and smashed the structure to pieces. Bricks rained down while frightened Nicelanders peered out from the windows.